The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a non-QM lender, and what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic every day. Today's topic is going to be USDA loans, so a very specific loan, but with some amazing benefits. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will take us through a deep dive into USDA loans here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our actual live mortgage rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right, let me switch my screen. We'll check it out. All right, so this is our pricing tool for our team here that will show us the general rates and the APR. It is March 26th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern, so all of the general rate programs are live here. If you'd like a full breakdown of all of the fees, the itemized fees that go into the please get team members, we have 300 loan officers that can send an itemized loan estimate. So for the demo today, as we do every day, we'll set up a basic scenario and compare across the program. So we'll set a loan amount of $400,000 here at the top. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll refine the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that with FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll check out the guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options. We also offer VA. That's only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are just and we'd be happy to quote it. And USDA, we don't do on the live quoter, but today's episode, we're going to go into some details here. That's only for USDA eligible properties. So we'll talk about it in a minute. We'll start with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed loan, primary occupancy, single family home, one unit, state of Florida, Miami-Dade. And for all the demos here, we use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt to income ratio here of 40. So let's check out the general. Morning. And looks about the same as it was yesterday. 6.375 rate, 2.5 discount points and costs, puts the final APR 6.672. So good option for our customers looking for a conventional. And if for any reason our customers don't qualify for a standard conventional, usually the next option we want to be sure to compare is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact scenario here. All we'll do is change to FHA. Everything else will stay identical, even though FHA allows a little more leniency on credit issues, as well as a higher debt-to-income ratio. We're going to keep everything identical, compare apples to apples here. And again, it's about the same as it was yesterday here, 5.625 rate, 2.25 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 6.545 here for FHA. Just a touch under conventional if our customers qualify for both, so definitely check that out. And our customers that need to use the FHA program, APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required. So it's pretty cool that it is about identical to conventional right now, and even a touch cheaper in this example. So definitely great for our borrowers that need it. Now, if for any reason our borrower does not qualify for a standard FHA or conventional, many other banks or lenders have to deny that customer. That's where we love to present our 5,000 additional options here under expanded known as non-QM, where we can use alternative income. So the new option that pops up is income verification. So here, select equal doc is what we would use for conventional or FHA. So if our customer doesn't qualify using 2 years of tax returns full doc, we'll typically choose an alternative programs, business bank statement programs. These investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll show those in a minute. And the personal bank statement 12-month is what we always use here. Most popular. We also have RSU, stated income, DOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of different options here. The most popular is our 12-month bank statement option, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times our self-employed borrowers, when they submit 2 years of tax returns, may have various write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just need a little more income. The way we can help them out, just using no tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements. And we will determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% here in our example, using just the cash on the bank statements, so no tax returns needed. And these borrowers qualify for much more income using these methods. So best option for bank statement this morning, 6.875 rate, 2.425 discount points and costs, put the final APR at 7.282. So again, we're about within conventional there. So our customers that need to use this, definitely amazing option, is relatively the same cost there, just about a half a point higher. Use completely different income methods and get that home they really want. So borrowers that need to use this, especially our self-employed, very popular these days, definitely a great option. And if we scroll down, there's hundreds of variations. Some of these at higher rates and costs may allow things like bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues that would otherwise cause not qualify for a conventional loan. So not only can we get around the income, we can get around many other issues as well. And for the fun here, we always want to do some live rates for investment properties. So we'll set up the same scenario, 80% loan to value, 400,000 loan amount. And we'll check conforming conventional options for an investment property and compare that to our non-QM expanded guideline options for investment properties. Government programs, FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments, so we'll stick to these two here. For conventional, we'll keep everything identical as before. Change the occupancy here to investment. So let's check out the rates this morning. See if it's still on. Come on. There we go. Pricing must have been up. Oh, they're identical yesterday. Conventional bumped up just a touch here. So the battle every day. So the portfolio option, remember, is the same guidelines as a conventional loan. However, it's not a true government-backed loan there with Fannie and Freddie. So this is a portfolio option, does not require the same loan level price adjustments as Fannie and Freddie. So 6.875 rate, 3.375 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.277. And the first true conventional option here, pretty close, 7% rate, 3.25 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 7.393. So yesterday they were tied. Again, as the conventional rates go down, I imagine they'll over portfolio here. But definitely while they're battling, definitely for our customers that want to do conventional, definitely check out the portfolio full doc option as well. And I definitely recommend everybody that's looking at investment properties, check out the non-QM options, which is what we're so excited about here. So we'll set up the final demo, and this time we'll choose expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. And the first step we must select is our income option. And the most popular income type and our most popular loan is our DSCR option because it doesn't require any income or employment or documentation from our borrowers. We simply use the estimated rental income from the property to determine a DSCR value, stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one, but for the demo, we always use 1.5 so we can see all the programs pop up. And prepayment penalty must be selected. That is standard for a non-QM investment. So 3 years is what we always select. That's pretty standard. There are options for no prepay. That will limit what shows up and cost more. And there are some that allow 5 years, which does limit the options, but does save our borrower some money when they show up. Since 3 years is most common, that's what we always use here for the demo. So let's check the DSCR rates this morning. All right, couple smoking options. As usual, 6.875 rate. 3.025 discount points and costs, puts a final APR at 7.346, which is absolutely amazing. I believe that's beating the conventional, the true conventional by a touch, and the portfolio option under that. So pretty sure 100% of investors, when presented all these options, will choose the DSCR option. So all of our team members out there, definitely quote all of your investors DSCR. I would say they would all prefer this. Tons of flexibility here with the DSCR program, 1, 2, 5, 10 loans at a time. And if we scroll down, some of these may allow bankruptcy foreclosures, some may allow short-term rental income, some may allow different types of properties. So tons of options here, hundreds of variations. Please get with our team to check. Now let's get into Jose's topic today, which is going to be USDA loans. So something we don't always get to do live because USDA, a little bit tricky. Jose is going to talk a little bit about the areas, right, and the geocoder, how we find out the areas where USDA is eligible, because in certain areas. So that's why we can't always do it live. Not everybody's going to be searching in those areas. But today, Jose will show the options for those that are. So Jose, if you're ready, talk a little bit about the areas, and then let's check out some live rates.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. USDA loans are a great resource. The main objective of USDA loans is to assist those prospective homeowners that are living and working in agricultural type areas to provide support for our agricultural workers to be able to buy their home, right? Typically, those areas tend to have a little bit lower income, so USDA loan is geared to assist with lower mortgage insurance and 100% financing with up to 6% seller contribution possible. Now, one real important thing to note about USDA loans is they are for one unit properties only. Can be a condo, can be a PUD, can be a single family attached or detached, but it cannot be a 2 to 4 unit property. So no duplex, triplex, fourplex financing is possible with a USDA loan. Yeah, typically you're not going to find that type of property anyhow out there in the rural areas, but should there be one out there, you cannot finance it with a USDA loan, regardless of the owner's intentions on the property. One other thing to note, about USDA loans is that they also do not allow cash out refis with a USDA loan. You can cash out refi out of your USDA loan, but you cannot cash out refi into a USDA loan. It is rate and term only with their standard rate and term program and with their streamlined refinance program, which offers some benefits like no appraisal required. To refinance into the streamlined program, you have to be refinancing from a USDA loan to another USDA loan. Very important to note when you are pre-approving your borrowers for a USDA loan, there are USDA credit and income guidelines, but most importantly also the property location has to apply, right? So it has to be within a USDA designated lending area. So you would go to the USDA geocoder, put in the property address, and confirm if the property falls within a USDA area to be able to lend. So again, you can pre-approve your borrower's credit and income, but then any property option that they want you to consider should be run through the USDA geocoder to make sure that it applies for the program. So let me go ahead and share my options with you today. Our first option here is for our standard 100% LTV one unit purchase of a rural property. You know, rural is, I guess, one of those dirty words in lending, right? Because those properties tend to have lower population densities and a lot of extra requirements usually. But in this case, USDA will only lend if the property is located in a rural type area. And always 100% financing. And here we have some good options for our 100% LTV purchase. I always like to show lender credits that are possible with these high LTV options, because most of the time the high LTV options are borrowers with limited funds for closing. So any additional monies that can be obtained as a lender credit is greatly appreciated. So here our lowest cost option actually has a $3,000 lender credit at a 6.625 interest rate. And you can buy that rate all the way down to 5.875. And as I like to state in all of these rate shows, if the seller is paying seller credit to the buyer, you can use the seller credit to pay for loan discount. Any seller paid loan discount points do not count in the test for points and fees. So if you do have seller pay points, you can definitely buy the rate lower than 5.875. That is just there at our lowest compliant rate without any seller paid credit. So now we have our 100% LTV option for a manufactured home. As we know, manufactured homes are a very popular segment of the market right now due to the affordability issues being faced by the home buyers. So manufactured homes are a nice option because they are lower in price. Much lower in price in some cases. So here you're looking at a 7% lowest cost option with a little bit of a lender credit, $500 to be exact. And you can buy that down all the way to 6% at a cost of 2.375 points. This is our manufactured home 100% LTV option. And now we have our USDA primary purchase with a 500 credit score. We can still go to 100% LTV with a 500 credit score. We can do this either as a manual underwrite or if you get automated underwriting approval, AUS all the way. No overlays here. We will go all the way down to 500 credit score at 100% LTV. 8.25 is our lowest cost option, and 7.5 is our lowest rate option for our 500 credit score purchase. So now we throw in a couple of different twists here. Here is a renovation loan purchase option at 100% LTV. Now, what am I talking about? Renovation loan. It is a loan that will allow you to purchase the property and also will allow you to finance repairs and improvements to the property all in one loan. The initial distribution will be the purchase, and then the renovation funds will be administered via draws. So this program is similar to the, you know, the FHA 203K program. This program will allow you to close on the property with condition-related issues. So a property normally that would not be financeable because it may be missing the air conditioner, maybe missing kitchen cabinets, you know, maybe it would vandalize, right? Missing bathrooms. You know, it's just not a habitable house according to USDA. Well, the renovation loan will allow you to close on that property in its current condition and finance the repairs. So great for buying those foreclosed properties out there that have been vandalized. So USDA renovation loan. Now, this is an interesting one. This is a renovation type product. It's for a one unit purchase, but with closing with a repair escrow. What do we mean by that? Well, similar situation. Property has issues. Let's say inspections came back, appraisal came back, roof is shot, zero life expectancy on the roof. So this and the seller is giving $15,000 seller credit for the new roof. Well, this loan lets you close with the damaged property as long as the money is being escrowed for the repairs. And then it will be administered after closing the same as a renovation loan, right? The repairs will be completed and the funds will be disseminated according to draws. Normally in these, it's a 50% draw distribution at closing and then the other half once the repairs are completed when it's for something minimal like a roof. So escrow repair purchase, very interesting option. Now here's where another super interesting option is the one time close at 100% LTV. Now, this option even lets you close on a manufactured home, right? So you can buy the lot, buy the manufactured home, and have it installed on the lot. That would be considered a construction loan. And here you're looking at 7.625 with a little bit of a lender credit, 6.5%. Lowest rate option. I think on the last one, I didn't give you the rates. So sorry about that. The purchase loan with escrow, again, 7%. Lowest rate option and 6% lowest cost option. That was for our repair escrow. And this one was for our one-time close. One-time close is gaining a lot of popularity right now. Great option. And for the lower price ranges where you just can't find any existing inventory, well, if you're in an area where there may be available land, buy the land, build a home, all with one loan or one-time close. In this case, up to 100% LTV, which is an amazing option, including, like I said, manufactured homes. And like I said, USDA does not allow for cash-out refis, rate and term refi only. So we do have two options. Both go to 100% LTV. Our first option is just our standard rate and term refi, 100% LTV. Similar rates to the purchase, 6.625 is our lowest cost option. 5.875, love saying that, 5, is our lowest rate option for our standard rate and term refi. And our last option is our streamlined rate and term refi. Now, the streamlined option does offer a couple benefits. The main one here is no appraisal, so no appraisal expense. That's pretty cool. Great rates, very similar to the standard refi. The main difference here is that the streamline has to be a USDA to USDA refi. And most importantly, the loan amount of the new loan cannot exceed the loan amount of the purchase loan. That's another key component here. So streamlines are very restrictive. So again, 6.625 has a little bit of a lender credit, and you can buy that down all the way to 5.75% for our USDA one unit streamline rate and term refinance up to 100% LTV. So again, some of you may never see a USDA loan in your careers, and others may have the opportunity to originate a lot of USDA loans, especially if you're in an area, agricultural type area, that's going to be a more common type product. So people are not going to shy away from that 100% financing in those rural type areas because they know that the USDA loan is going to be the best loan to finance that rural location of property, regardless of the 100% LTV factor.
All right. Let's see here. Let's check the chat. I don't see any questions. So I think we can wrap it up. Some great programs there. Again, just got to be in the right area, right? Got to be in the right place. Oh, hold on. Let's see. Looks like we do have a question coming in. Oh, another question. All right, cool. Let's get some questions going here. So the first question is, let's see, I think you answered my question, no cash out on USDA loans. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Let's see. Next question. Do we have square footage restrictions on a manufactured home? So did I hear you right? Cannot cash out on this type of loan.
I would have to check because that's going to vary from investor to investor if they put overlays. So there may be a restriction regarding only a double wide versus a single wide. But again, I would have to look deep into the guidelines on that. I do know that they do allow manufactured homes. And correct, no cash out on the USDA ever.
All right. I don't see any other questions, so we can go ahead and wrap it up. Remember, we do this 11 a.m. Eastern time every weekday where we go through the live rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll have a new topic for you tomorrow. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you for the questions. Thank you, Jose. Thank you, Nick. We'll see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.